It's 21 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly lower due to a large carryover of hogs from last week that has left a majority of the processing plants full on supplies for now. Terminals are called mostly lower as well, with tops from $40 to $43. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,968. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53 to $63.51. The weighted average, $60.31, a loss of 89 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.46 to $51.70, the weighted average, $48.09. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,656. The base price range was $52.25 to $66.50. The weighted average, $61.67, a loss of $1.03 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.43 to $50.93, and the weighted average is $45.10.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we have some cold weather that's working in, especially as we go farther to the northeast. In fact, some snow-covered areas in northern Michigan well below zero this morning, and Buffalo, New York, zero. No record lows in the bulk of the Midwest Corn Belt, but cold air is hanging on at least today, keeping the ground frozen for another day across the eastern portions of the Corn Belt. Meanwhile, there's still a snow cover out west from all the snow that fell, or I should say northwest, from all the snow that fell late last week and the blizzard that occurred out there. So field work is not taking place. Either the fields are snow covered or they're still pretty wet, even though the top layer, some of the layers just below the top is frozen. So it'll be a while before a lot of fields can be accessed. We do have a front coming through tonight that's going to trigger off some light snow over portions of Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Michigan, northern into eastern Indiana and Ohio. Some places could get an accumulation of an inch or two, but we're not looking at heavy snowfall. But we are looking at a little bit of precipitation for the northeastern portions of the Corn Belt. And then we'll have quiet weather for a couple of days before the next weather system gets in. And that next one likely will produce a little bit of precipitation in western areas on Friday, pushing into Illinois on Friday, into Indiana Friday night, into early parts of Saturday, the way it looks right now. In eastern sections of the Corn Belt in the Ohio Valley, we'll get a little bit of rain on Saturday. But that's about it for a couple days. There's nothing big coming this way. And after some of the big storms in recent weeks, that's probably a good thing. So fields will have a chance to at least lose some of the excess water. But we don't see any turning to dry conditions, that's for sure. Temperatures next week will probably be a little closer to average after running cooler than average again this week. So we will be seeing the cool weather lasting through the bulk of this week. And as far as the snow cover goes, most of Iowa is snow covered right now. Far northern Illinois, northern Indiana, all of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. But much of Illinois, Missouri, southern two-thirds of Indiana, and much of Ohio now snow-free. The only exception in Ohio is the northeast portion and extreme northwest Ohio. So there is a little over half the Midwest Corn Belt with snow cover, but it's about a 50-50 proposition right now as far as where the snow is on the ground. Okay, enough about our area. We need to get down to South America as we haven't looked at it a whole lot of late. And I can tell you during the last 24 hours, much of the Brazil and Argentina corn and bean producing areas remain dry, the exception being the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul and the southern two-thirds of Rio Grande do Sul picking up some rainfall during the last 24 hours. Also a little bit in extreme northeastern Argentina. That would include parts of Santa Fe and northern Entre Rios. But most growing areas were dry. The rain in Rio Grande do Sul is not going to hurt things at all. It would be northern parts of Brazil that have the absolutely soaked fields from the last month and are continuing to have dry weather, which is favorable for them. As we look ahead, it looks like over the next week or so, the area that will get the most precipitation will be in Argentina and maybe touching far southern Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. And it looks like the ground in some of those areas maybe getting a little wet, but not too wet, considering that they were dry for a while. So it does look like, when you look at the South American weather as a whole, conditions are generally favorable. The areas that had been the wettest are now the driest over the last couple of weeks, and that's helping get the beans cut in northern growing areas of Brazil. And meanwhile, in southern areas, the occasional showers are helping fill out the grain, but they're not getting too much to really mess things up. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 510 and a half, up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. July, 510 and three quarters, down one and a quarter, last trade unchanged. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 468 and a half, up a half, last trade down a quarter. May, 480 and three quarters, unchanged, last trade up three quarters. July, 491 and a half, unchanged, last trade up two. March corn opened at 417 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up one and a quarter. May, 427 and a quarter, up a half. Last trade up one and three quarters. July, 435 and three quarters, up three quarters. Last trade up two and a quarter. December, 408 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up one and a half. March beans opened at 736, up a quarter. Last trade up a quarter. May, 749 and three quarters, down three quarters. Last trade up three and a quarter. July, 765 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up two and three quarters. November, 787 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up three. May soybean meal opened at 220.40, down 10, last trade up 160. May soybean oil opened at 29.95, down 4, last trade up 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
You looking for follow-through off the overnights?
Yes, we are. Looking for a little higher, 1 to 2 on wheat, 1 to 3 on corn, and 2 to 4 on beans. They're still a little worried about outside markets, whether they're going to stay up. We had kind of a meltdown in the China and European markets, but that then turned around. Our stock market is up. Our gold and silver is up. Just all the outside markets right now are up, and that's helping people feel better about worries about whether China is going to back up or not.
Do you feel as though that the markets, though, might be carving out a trading range between now and in the crop acres report on March 30th?
Yeah, March 30th, we're on the 6th, so we got 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, and it just feels like we're going to be sideways, just kind of mushy back and forth. Any little thing is going to push it one way or the other until we actually find out what kind of crop we got, and just the news of those stock market things caused us to break the lowest we'd had since February 9th on corn and beans. And then we bounced right back up. And so I think we're maybe just in a little wider trading range instead of going straight up or straight down.
And then maybe a little short covering this week heading into Friday's report?
Right. We got a little of that. You know, just after the big move up and people trying to protect those high prices, people worried about not staying up at these levels.
What do you see over the Merck today?
Over at the Merck, we see cattle mixed, and we see hogs steady to a little lower. The hog prices are going to be 1 to 2 lower cash, but the market on the board maybe not go that far, making people thinking that we ought to be near a low. But we're taking in extra cattle from the snowstorm when we or hogs when we couldn't get them butchered.
Thank you much, Pete. You have a grand day.
You too, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and Pete joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.